When I arrived here about 6:45, Father Weber came out to greet me and wish me a happy Easter. And as we're walking closer to the church, we noticed that there was a dead rabbit in the yard. Not something you want to see on Easter Sunday morning. So I said to Father Weber, "Oh, look, poor Mr. Bunny." And he reached into his pocket and pulled out this little vial. And he sprinkled the rabbit. The rabbit popped up. He started hopping away, and he turned around and gave us a little wave. Went a little further and turned around and gave another little wave. And then right before he got out of our sight, he turned around and gave another little wave. I said, "Wow, what was it? Was that the holy water you blessed last night at the vigil?" He said, "No, Dave, it's hair tonic." But I gave it a permanent wave. The Orthodox Church always begins Easter Sunday homily with a joke to symbolize Christ laughing in the face of the devil and the power of death, because it has no more power over Christ. For the past 3 days, we have been living in, sharing in, celebrating in the great Paschal mysteries, the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. It is at the heart of who Jesus is. It's because we believe that he rose from the dead, that he did rise from the dead, that we understand him not to be some kind of charlatan or a liar or just another spiritual guru who gives us some spiritual thoughts, but that because he did rise from the dead, he is truly Christ, the Son of the living God, God himself, who came to save us from the power of sin and death and to restore us into that right relationship back with the Father once again. And this is at the core of who you and I are, who we are as believers, is the core of our faith. That's why we gather every Sunday to worship our God and to praise Christ, to recall that passion, death, and resurrection in the Eucharist. We remember who we are as believers, and we live differently because Christ has changed our lives and has made all the difference we could ever want. And we turn to him today and rejoice in his glorious resurrection. Jesus risen reminds us that when we have to carry our crosses in our lives, when we face our own physical sufferings, when we have problems in our family, in our relationships, at work, in school, when we are tempted and fall into sin, and when we have to face death, we don't have to be afraid. Because Christ has taken all of this to himself upon the cross. And with his risen life, he restores us and gives us hope. Hope unending. He shows to us how to carry our crosses. That we have the assurance of forgiveness of our sins. His abiding presence in the Holy Eucharist. His grace and strength to help us with problems in life. And when we have to face the death of a loved one, or we have to face death ourselves, we do not have to fear. We have hope. We have faith and trust that Jesus risen from the dead has a place ready for us in the Father's house. So today, brothers and sisters, is a day of great rejoicing for all of us. Jesus lives, and because we have faith, we also shall live with him. When we place our faith and trust in him, it is always a great day of rejoicing. We too can look at the devil today and laugh because we belong to Christ and he has made the greatest difference in our life and in our world, and for that we give him praise. And today is indeed a day of great rejoicing.